You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been a worrisome few months for families of 116,000 lower-income kids in our state, the ones who rely on the Children's Health Insurance Program for their health care. Even though CHIP has bipartisan support, it's been lost in the shuffle, lost in the congressional fight over tax reform and the budget, and its funding expired last September. The state had been warning families the program would run out of money in this new year. Congress did manage to slap a Band-Aid on the problem by passing a continuing resolution just before Christmas. That runs out January 19th. But now we're hearing CHIP funds should last a little longer than first thought. Kathy Stifler is with us now with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Kathy, we've been hearing those warnings through the fall and early winter that states would have to end CHIP if Congress didn't pass the funding bill. What can you tell us about this reprieve of sorts here in Michigan?
There have been concerns. However, the CHIP program allotment for Michigan will last longer than for some states. So while concerns have been raised, significant concerns, and families have been notified of the end of the program in other states, that is not the case for Michigan at the moment. So our allotment should get us through at least June or July based on the current continuing resolution. We are monitoring the federal activity very closely, and we need to do some reanalysis of our current financial situation, but at the moment we have not notified Michigan families because we hope that there will be a positive resolution before any major changes have to happen in our state.
Okay, so yeah, it's got to be so hard trying to think, all right, how long will the money last for all of the service providers that are caring for these children to try to plan ahead? At least now you can say we've got some breathing room until, you say, May or June?
June or July.
June or July, better yet. So you've got about a half a year's worth of breathing room here. Now, Senator Debbie Stabenow's campaign sent out that fundraising email this week saying that the state has mailed letters to families warning them the program is going to shut down. So you're saying that was a mistake, that letters have not been mailed to families?
I think there was a misunderstanding about that. We are trying to confirm that with Senator Stabenow's office, but we believe it was a different program that we did have to notify members of that there was a change coming, but it was not CHIP, or in our case, the name for our program is called My Child. We have not sent letters to My Child families.
You know, what are you hearing, Kathy, from these families who depend on My Child? This has to be just difficult, not knowing what the future is going to hold.
Of course, there are many families that rely on this program to assure their children obtain preventive services. We have very ill children that need more than preventive, that are getting, you know, specialty care, that the families need this service to help their children lead healthy and productive lives and assure that the family doesn't have financial struggles that could result in, you know, major concerns for the families. But at the moment, because we have not officially notified families, we have not heard a lot. I would suggest that anything we're hearing, it's because people are hearing it on the national news and are concerned that it might be impacting them. But we've been able to notify advocacy organizations that support this program to get the word out that at the moment there's no risk to Michigan families. We don't want to scare them. We should not be causing alarm for families that are relying on this program.
Kathy, this could be above your pay grade, but I'm going to ask this question. If Congress doesn't manage to get a funding resolution passed, I mean, here it's been since September and they haven't been able to make this happen, could the state dip into other sources, maybe the general fund, in order to keep CHIP alive?
Those conversations would certainly have to happen with the Michigan legislature. There certainly is the possibility that the state could put state general funds toward this. We have all their alternatives. They could be converted to Medicaid because of the way we structured our My Child program in Michigan. That's a possibility, but the state general fund portion of the payment would have to be a higher amount of state dollars that would be necessary than is currently needed. So that would be still a Michigan legislative issue to allocate sufficient general fund to pull down the federal match. Or some of the parts of the program would not be Medicaid matchable, and so that would require state general funds. So those conversations would have to happen with the Michigan legislature, and you're right, above my pay grade.
But at least you are here to deliver the word that this reprieve can run into June to July, and that certainly can give people time to pressure lawmakers, if they will, on Capitol Hill to say keep this program going.
Correct.
Kathy Stifler, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Thanks for your time, Kathy.
Thank you.